broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, takes to the airwaves and continues now. This is Hour 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. This is the broadcast for August 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2017, and we do absolutely reject revolution, but stand for the peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We're not great because of our skin color. We're great because we used to be good, meaning good in the eyes of God. We obeyed the Ten Commandments. We had a high moral Christian character in the nation. And we were great because we were good. We're turning our back on our godly heritage. Tragic, but true. And the results are disastrous. We need to return to our God. Biblically speaking, if we repent, he will heal our land. The course ought to be clear. But sadly, we seem to be stuck on stupid. There's all kinds of information in the news. There's so much news, I can't even cover it. But let's be very clear. You got this Maria. She's a Democrat. What is it? Maria Chappelle or whatever her name is. Natal. They're asking her to step down or be forced out of office. Why? Because in Missouri, as a state senator, she wanted Donald Trump to be assassinated. Now, this kind of hate-filled stuff has got to stop. But ladies and gentlemen, they're not stopping those who literally on TV mock Donald getting his head chopped off, or these people that literally want to see Donald assassinated. There's professors at universities. There's literally government officials. You've even got Paul Ryan attacking the Donald at every turn. Meanwhile, though, they're ignoring all that and they're backing the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate-filled agenda. The Southern Poverty Law Center said I was one of the biggest hate groups in the state of Utah. I didn't know that I was a group, but I am, according to their lies. I didn't know that I was hate-filled, but of course I'm white, so they say that I'm an extremist. I'm a supremacist. I'm hate-filled, and I'm anti-government. None of that could be further from the truth. But now, because of what's happening in Charlottesville, Virginia, or what happened there, they're literally tying anybody with a pro-family, pro-God, pro-family, pro-country message, with a message to protect life, liberty, and property, reject the rogue elements in government, and stand with the proper role of limited constitutional rule of law government, they're literally attacking us. So now Amazon Smile, that's a new program from Amazon, specifically bans our buddy Matt Staver and Liberty Council, along with other pro-family groups. They're literally banning them from the program. What is Operation Amazon Smile? It's a program to donate money to charities. They've already redirected $60 million to charities as a, quote, percent of purchase through Amazon Smile. But they've literally banned Liberty Council. Apple CEO Tim Cook announced that Apple's donating $1 million to the Southern Poverty Law Center, and he's opened up the ability for people to use iTunes as a, quote, funnel to send millions more to the Southern Poverty Law Center. eBay's, quote, platform for good says it supports human aid to refugees. Sounds good, right? But they're all doubling down, these huge players, from Amazon to Apple to eBay to huge internet giants, literally doubling down in attack of every one of us. They're shutting down websites left and right. They're literally using Google to attack people's revenue streams. They're now doubling down in every way against us, against Donald Trump, against the most conservative family organizations on the planet, against the American Family Association, against Liberty News Radio. They've created a freight train that may be unstoppable. Jim Clymer, constitutional attorney, constitutionparty.com. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be on once again.
With that backdrop, what do you say, sir? It's out of control.
It is getting out of control, and I'm just appalled at how much influence the Southern Poverty Law Center is getting, how these organizations like Apple, like Google, even like PayPal and some others that are that have so much power and so much money and so much control, or the abilities to control our lives in so many ways, are falling for that and falling for the lies that they are propagating. They put the Constitution Party on that list also, that as a hate group. And the thing is, you have everything from local police departments to big companies that take that as though it were the gospel truth. And because they put up that, because the Southern Poverty Law Center put a group or an organization or a person on their hate list, that it's true. They just accept it as being true. And, of course, there's no foundation for it whatsoever, no basis for it. Matt Staver is a fine person, and Liberty Council is an excellent organization. They are there's nothing hateful about them, as you know, as I know, but they can be tarnished so easily with this kind of thing. So, I've been trying to figure this out. I've tried to figure out what response we should make, how we deal with something, and I'll tell you, I am convinced that Christians, conservative Christians, need to figure out a way to make it hurt or hit them where it hurts.
Well, I don't think we need near the money they've got. They've got unlimited money with government and the Southern Poverty Law Center. They're tapped into the Homeland Security. They've got infinite cash. The liberals put their money where their mouth is, but I'm convinced we don't need near as much money as they've got, but we do need a little bit of operating capital. And I'm convinced organizations like Give Me Liberty Fund and other groups could literally make this difference. Look, if you had 1,000 Americans, only 1,000 Americans, that's not very many, Jim Clymer,
yeah,
put a dollar a day into Liberty, you'd have $30,000 a month. And if you got 1 million Americans to put a dollar a day in, you'd have $1 million a month. You'd have a war chest to get it done. You'd have attorneys that could defend us. You'd have...
If you had 1 million Americans doing a dollar a day,
you'd have $1 million a day. You'd have $30 million a month. Yeah. Great point, Kurt. Even
good
more.
Point.
Okay, and so all I'm saying is it doesn't take very many of us, but it does take some of us. And it takes us putting our money where our mouth is. But for example, now PayPal literally shutting down everybody's ability to receive funds now. PayPal shutting down all kinds of conservative groups now. And now Art Moore over at, who is it, WorldNet Daily, Kurt, WND?
Yeah, that's where Art Moore is. Mm-hmm.
All right, there, he's talking about PayPal too, right?
Yeah, it says, the headline from WorldNet Daily, PayPal bans Jihad Watch based on SPLC hate smear. Says the internet payment company PayPal banned the website of Islam expert Robert Spencer from using its service after a far-left news service accused Jihad Watch of extreme hostility toward Muslims. Spencer told WorldNet Daily he was contacted by a reporter with ProPublica, a nonprofit that conducts investigative journalism, and asked about the controversial Southern Poverty Law Center's designation of Jihad Watch as a hate group. Asked by the reporter Lauren Kirchner if he disagreed with the designation, Spencer replied, "Yes, I certainly do." Noting that for years,
who agrees with this?
Well, the owner of Jihad Watch disagreed with the designation of them as a hate group.
So who's the owner of Jihad Watch?
Let's see. Spencer is a guy. Let's see. Let me find it. Robert Spencer.
Robert Spencer. Now, let's be clear.
Islam,
that's not Richard
expert.
Spencer.
No.
That's a different guy.
Robert Spencer.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. Noting that for years, leftists and Muslim groups with numerous ties to Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood have smeared as hate all attempts to speak honestly about the motivating ideology behind jihad terrorism. But, they say, the ProPublica article produced by the reporting of Kirchner and three others publishes last Saturday presumed SPLZ's extremist designation is correct, bearing the headline, "Despite Disavowals, Leading Tech Companies Help Extremist Sites Monetize Hate." In an email from Ronita of PayPal's Brand Risk Management Department, Spencer was informed that due to the nature of his activities, PayPal has chosen to discontinue service to Jihad Watch, placing a permanent limitation on the account.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. We've got more for you. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. This is news the networks refuse to use, to say the least.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, it's getting worse even while we're on the air, ladies and gentlemen. Turns out that Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, not only is he going to donate $1 million to the Southern Poverty Law Center, but he's donating $1 million to the Anti-Defamation League as well. And Cook also said that he will match 2-for-1 all employee donations to those groups as well, or other human rights organizations, through September. Right? So now you're going to back employee donations as well, not to mention the iTunes piece plus the on the bulkhead donation. Now, J.P. Morgan chimes in. There's a guy by the name of Peter Scherr. He announced that the bank will donate a bunch of money to the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League, as well as Mr. Scherr, that's Peter Scherr, announced that the bank will launch a 2-for-1 match for employee donations to groups that promote, quote, human and civil rights. Is there an end to this? How bad will it get? Do we stand a chance, Jim Clymer?
Well, I don't know if we stand a chance or not. I guess that's up to God. but it certainly is alarming. And I still think that I think we have to fight this battle on many fronts. And I still believe in the system that Don Wildman began with letting people know or getting a whole army of people together who say they're not going to buy their products or use their services. The problem is, what I've found is that there's so many people don't care enough about the issue, or they don't see the danger, they don't see where this is going, and they're not willing to change their lifestyle or their habits and refrain from buying Apple products, for example, or refrain from using PayPal. And but that's as long as they have the kind of power and the stranglehold on a large segment of our economy as they do, they're going to be able to continue doing this type of thing. And I think it's, personally, I think it's got to be more than just fighting on the airwaves, as important as that is. I think it's got to be more than that. There's got to be millions of Americans who say, we are not going to use our funds to support an ideology that we find repugnant, is abhorrent to us. And that's what we're really doing. And, you know, I'm going to figure out how to not buy another Apple product. And I, you know, just wish that we could get a coordinated effort where there'd be millions of Americans taking that position.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt, do you want to make a comment on this before we move to the next piece?
Man, it's it's, I mean, what Jim says is exactly, I mean, it's almost the only avenue for us. You know, of course, we could contact them and say, hey, we've been loyal customers. Now you're doing this to, you know, either us or our friends, and call a halt to it. Hope to be, you know, hope that they will rethink their ways. You know, it's almost like you find yourself jumping from the frying pan into the fire. You know, so many of these things are connected up, it seems like. You know, with your support, I mean, in the banking world, or the, I mean, all these internet giants, they're just like one big giant after another, almost.
And what they're doing is they're teaming up all this agenda, all this cash to promote hate against us while they say they're doubling down against hate. But yet the media participating to the umpth degree with fake news. They're lying about all kinds of stuff. I'll give you an example. Donald Trump, literally, after the events in Charlottesville, Virginia, said, look, all sides are responsible here, or many sides, and they're all wrong when they promote hate and violence, and we reject in the strongest of terms possible all hate and all violence from anybody anywhere. He literally got criticized for a statement like that, Jim.
Well, and that shows the hypocrisy. I mean, it's their whole cry of tolerance and anti-hate and everything, it's totally one-sided. It's only against those who believe the way we believe. That's it. I mean, it's okay if you exhibit hate and violence toward Christians or toward conservatives, but you can't, if you oppose a particular lifestyle which you find to be anti-Christian or un-Christian and anti-biblical, or if you take any number of conservative positions, constitutional positions, then you're labeled with the term hate. And what let me branch off just a little bit. One thing that is really alarming to me is the way there are so many of these Republicans who just turn tail and run. They're, and frankly, I give Trump some credit for this, that he is not so easily intimidated by this. But there's so many Republicans who, as soon as they have the word hate lobbed against them, they go into panic mode, and they turn tail and run. They have no guts to stand up and expose the lies for what they are and to mete out the truth. Instead, they play their game, and they'll do anything to keep from being labeled hateful. And that, you know, that's got to change if we're going to make any accomplishment in this area.
All right. WorldNet Daily reporting the IRS rehires personnel fired for targeting conservatives. So now the IRS rehires the people that were targeting conservatives and rehires them. They were fired for doing so. Now they're rehired. We wanted prosecution to take place for those, that criminal activity and that targeting using a government agency, an unconstitutional government agency known as the IRS, weaponizing that agency against conservatives. Now they flat out rehired those people. Jim?
Something's wrong there, and I've been traveling the last couple of days and had a little bit of a news blackout, so I didn't really have – I saw the headline, but I didn't have a chance to read the details on that. But here's where I don't understand where Trump is. I mean, he should be directing the IRS director to either cut this stuff out or he's going to hit the bricks, because that it just defies common sense, defies logic why they'd be hiring back the people, the very people who were committing those crimes, which I think it really was criminal activity, as you suggest. For them to target conservative groups is certainly contrary to the law.
You know, I've told you from the beginning that Trump is not our friend. Look, he said lock up Hillary. Now he's defending Hillary.
Yeah.
Okay, he said, we're going to go ahead and have, we're going to get rid of the healthcare debacle from Barack Hussein. We didn't get rid of anything. Now, Donald could get rid of it single-handedly, in my opinion. You're an attorney, but let me just throw this out to you. All Donald would have to say is, listen, there's a disconnect between the two branches of government. I'm calling a halt to the health care con until we resolve this. The Congress said it was not a tax, and the former president said it was not a tax. But the courts said it was a tax. And so the court said, move ahead with health care. Government or the Congress has the right to lay taxes, therefore it's fine. But Donald could say, no, if Congress said it was not a tax, then the courts have to say, since it's not a tax, then they don't have power. The courts should have shut it down. Since they didn't, we have a judicial activist crisis in America. We're going to simply call a halt to the con game and suspend the law until Congress comes back and declares their intentions to find out if it's constitutional or not. But what you've got is the courts making law from the bench, defying what Congress stated that it was intended for. And because of that crisis, we're calling a halt until it's resolved. Couldn't Donald do that?
Well, you know, he may be able to do that. I'm not sure that's the right approach, Sam. It's so tempting because so many presidents have done it before him to exert that kind of authority, a totalitarian type of authority, a dictatorship almost authority from the White House. But I think that's unconstitutional. I think it's the duty of the president under the Constitution, of course, is to faithfully execute the laws of the that are passed by Congress, the laws of the United States. He's not a dictator. He doesn't have unlimited authority.
No, but he could say there's confusion here between the two branches of government, and I want them to work it out.
He could, and I'd have to look at it. It may be something that I would find acceptable, but I think we need to be very careful in those areas because I don't want to perpetuate the...
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Jim Clymer, ConstitutionParty.com.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. A petition on a White House website asking that the group Antifa be recognized as a terrorist organization has passed the 100,000 signature mark in just a couple of days. Antifa has earned its title due to violent actions in multiple cities and its influence in the killing of police officers, so the petition states. Some protesters from the group have become notorious for their hatred of free speech, particularly on the Berkeley campus. Retired NBA star Charles Barkley says it's a waste of time to be focusing on statues. He thinks blacks ought to just ignore them and go on living with their lives. Quoting him, "I'm not going to waste my time worrying about old Confederate statues. I'm going to keep trying to make a difference, number one, in the black community, because I'm black, and I'm going to try to do things to change the world." As black people, that's what we need to do. We need to worry about education, stop killing each other, and trying to find a way to have more economic opportunity all over. That, according to retired NBA star Charles Barkley. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
The county sheriff is the first line of defense in preserving the constitutional rights of all citizens. To help your sheriff keep his oath of office, join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Who taught you to skip stones?
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
I agree with Jim Clymer's point. We got to be very careful that the president doesn't, double down on edicts and turn into kind of a dictator. I agree with that. But at the same time, I think when the courts literally interpreted the Congress wrong and there's confusion between the two because of activist judges that are violating the Constitution and literally Congress enacting a program where they have no authority to steal from me or you or anybody else to pay for other people's health care. At some point, the president has every authority to double down and say, look, we're not going to carry out this unconstitutional behemoth. Anyway, it's a debate worth another day, but I submit that something needs to be done, Jim.
Well, I certainly agree that something needs to be done. But what infuriates me is you have all these congressmen, these Republican congressmen who ran on a platform of abolishing Obamacare and voted for it when they knew there was no way it could get past the president's desk. Now, when they have the opportunity to do it, and they have a president who would sign it, they turn tail and run. They don't. They come up with all kinds of excuses why they can't support that. The president, as well as all groups like you and me and everybody else, should be calling them to task for their duplicity, for their hypocrisy, for their, frankly, their dishonesty in pretending that they wanted to get rid of Obamacare when they end up really supporting it and making sure that it stays around. And that includes Paul Ryan and a whole bunch of other ones.
Yeah, I put Mitch McConnell in there with them, of course.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's just so... Well, you said it. I think you said duplicitous, you know. In other words, it's two-faced or just, talk out of both sides of your mouth or whatever. But, it's so hard to find some real honesty in Congress.
Amen to that. So while Donald Trump isn't stopping unconstitutional health care, while he's not stopping the unconstitutional weaponized IRS against the people, he is doubling down for more unconstitutional, undeclared war in America's, quote, longest war. Now, I don't know how we have the longest war since it's not even declared, but nevertheless, we're talking about the Afghan turnaround. Our, quote, commitment is not unlimited, and our support is not a blank check. The American people expect to see real reforms and real results, says Donald. Now, he's literally doubling down and escalating the longest undeclared but now called a war in history. It's unconstitutional as all get out, and I submit Donald ought to be impeached over it.
Well,
look, where's the declaration of war from Congress? If we're going to follow the Constitution, without that declaration, he has no business doing that whatsoever.
I couldn't agree more, Sam. I couldn't agree more.
Toss him in the clink for criminal activity, ladies and gentlemen.
But, you know, this is, I don't know, this is a concern I had when I saw him surrounding himself with so many generals. I mean, that's
Amen,
the
sir.
Sort of thing you would expect from having a lot of the generals who are advising him. Now, Flynn was I think, a reasonably good man, but McMaster's and some of these other people that he has around him are just leading him down the wrong path completely. And it is so disheartening to see him switch sides from what he campaigned on, what he ran on, and now is turning out to be just like the other neocons.
He is literally even going against his gut. He says, my intuition, my gut says to back away from this thing and get out. But he says, now I realize that being president, I got to do something different. I got to double down. He's literally ratcheting up the war in the lie of peace.
That's right.
Is it criminal activity for the president to do so without a declaration of war from Congress?
I don't think that's what impeachment was intended for, Sam. I mean, I've got to say, I understand. I feel your frustration, everything else, but I mean, Congress needs to step up and do its job. Congress,
which would be to defund his action, or what would their job be?
Well, they withhold the funds. They don't need appropriate funds for it.
Yeah, but then the media will jump. The media will jump to the Donald's defense and the generals and say, "By golly, you're leaving our sons and daughters in harm's way by your defunding." Right?
That would be interesting to see the media jumping to his defense. That would be a first for sure, because they're certainly no friend of his. But regardless, Congress has got to do its job. It's got to, you know, Congress, the House of Representatives has become the weakest branch of government, the weakest
Amen to that.
Arm in the branch of government.
So I got a question. If the president does wage unconstitutional war without authority, is there a penalty anywhere for that? Or is it just like no problem?
Well, there's got to be a penalty.
And what would that be? By who? How?
And I've got to figure out what that is. I mean, the problem is the precedent that has been set.
They could create a flogging for the Donald in the public square like they do in foreign countries.
Ever since Truman sent the troops under the UN banner into Korea.
That's right. Good point.
And, of course, Kennedy and Johnson and Nixon all participated in
And Bush and Clinton and Barack, and the list goes on and on.
It's escalated. With each administration, it seems to escalate.
But the reason that escalates is because no one knows what the penalty ought to be, and no one has the guts to even deliver one. There's no accountability.
Yeah, well, at this point, my understanding, I don't think it rises to the high crimes and misdemeanors that the Constitution calls for impeachment. But I'm not saying I couldn't be convinced otherwise. You know, at some point, a flagrant violation of the Constitution.
I think they ought to just publicly say, Donald, you're a bad boy.
No, you know, certainly start with that. But listen, if Congress would do its job and say, no, this is...
Here's the problem. Congress can't do their job because even if they denied funding, they'd all be on the chopping blocks. That'd go against the whole mainstream press. They'd literally be removed from office by the big war chest. There's too much black ops money everywhere. Donald could do what he wants.
Well, I think that begs the question because...
All you got to do is sick the IRS on all the congressmen who stand up and don't fund it.
Yeah, well, the swamp gets bigger and gets worse, doesn't it?
Unfortunately, I think so. Now, by the way, while Trump's doubling down for more war, Americans are now being warned of a, quote, race war if white citizens do a certain thing. Now, Jesse Lee Peterson, our good friend, a black gentleman, a Christian man, doubles down and writes an article about this, Kurt. This is interesting because I think it all plays in. We're going to have war abroad and war at home.
Well, that's a great point,
Sam. If we're not very careful.
Yeah, he, you know, bottom line, he warns America of a race war if whites do one thing. He says, to all the white people in the U.S. who worry that anti-white racism is at a fever pitch in the, in a post-Charlottesville America, black radio host and author Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, by the way, his program's on Liberty News Radio, right, Sam?
Yeah, by the way, it's a great program, too.
That's right. Has a simple message. You're 100% correct. I've been telling white people for the last 27 years that you better start speaking up, Peterson told Stefan Molyneux recently on the Freedom main radio podcast. You've got to speak up, because if you don't speak up, eventually you're going to become angry, and then when you become angry, you're going to come out fighting in the wrong way, and then they're going to accuse you. They're going to pass laws. They're going to say, look, I told you the white man was racist. They're going to blame you even more. So, in Peterson's view, the WorldNet Daily piece continues, white racism has nothing to do with the black community problems, and he encourages whites to boldly state this. However, white people have been afraid to speak up for the past several decades for fear of being called racist, he says. Because whites are relentlessly scorned for something that is not their fault, they become angry, according to Peterson, and this anger has led some of them, including the white supremacist protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia, into a trap. Anyway, that's pretty much it, right, Sam?
Well, maybe we ought to have a peaceful prayer rally then to do something about that, Kurt. What do you think?
Well, that's a great idea, Sam.
Are you for one of those peaceful prayer rallies?
It looks like that's what's going on out in San Francisco, Sam. But the San Francisco police are pretty concerned about it because the headline from KPIX Channel 5 says, entire San Francisco police force to work during Patriot Prayer Rally.
So I got a question. Yep. Are those folks that are going there to ask God for deliverance and protection and healing, are those the guys that are going to get crazy and require the police force folks? Are they going to be forced to call a spade over this? Or is it going to go all wrong? Are we going to turn our plowshares pruning hooks? What's going on around here? Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find the Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read the Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
While we're running around talking peace, promoting prayer rallies, the whole police force has to work because of the violence that may erupt during a, quote, Patriots prayer rally. But former Vice President Al Gore was interviewed, and he said in an interview that, hey, the biggest piece of advice he could give Donald Trump is to resign now. They're literally working on impeaching the president, and there you go. So, you know, the plot thickens. I don't know where this ends, but I don't think that it's going to end well. In fact, I think we're going to have more war internationally and more war domestically. And I think everybody who's Christian is under assault. They can claim it's of male and female fault line. It's of liberal and conservative fault line. It's either, you know, bipartisan or whatever, partisan politics. They can divide under any fault line. But what it comes down to is they're going to attack anybody who believes in God, family, and country. Their goal is to attack everything that we hold dear related to God, family, and country. Jim Clymer, I believe that's where we're headed. And I don't believe we have even a cogent plan for any kind of defense.
Well, I don't think we do. And I think the reality is we are likely facing a time of persecution for Christians. I believe that the religious liberty that we've enjoyed in this country for the past 250 years or so, as well as what was enshrined in the Bill of Rights in the First Amendment to try to protect and secure that God-given right, is in serious jeopardy. And it's ironic that those who are preaching tolerance and anti-hate are the ones who are subjecting Christians and conservatives to that, for not for the violence, not for things of that nature that are unlawful, but for simply because they don't like the message, they don't like the type of speech, they don't like the religious beliefs that they're exhibiting, and they want to shut it down. And I think that is the goal and the purpose of the Southern Poverty Law Center. And I think it's a dire threat to our security and our freedom in this country.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt, what do you say to this? I believe this is an intended manipulation to ratchet up the attacks. For example, this Jason Kessler guy. I guess Jason Kessler had a tweet that's been removed from his site. He said that Heather Thayer was a fat, disgusting communist. And communists have killed 94 million. Looks like it's about time. It's about payback time. It linked to a Nazi site called the Daily Stormer. Now, I reject their rhetoric. I reject their actions. I don't stand with them at all. The problem is they're literally lumping me in with their kind of commentary, because the Southern Poverty Law Center says me, Sam Bushman at Liberty Roundtable Live, and says that Matthew Staver at Liberty Council and the folks over at the American Family Association, we're all just as guilty as Jason. Now, Jason used to be a Democrat / Barack Obama supporter, and then all of a sudden jumped at the head of this so-called white supremacist movement, and now makes statements like that. To me, this is a setup, Jim, with a goal.
Well, it's very suspicious. I mean, first of all, I can allow for the fact that somebody might have a conversion experience and might understand the error of his ways.
And my point is, you let them be a foot soldier, that's fine, but you don't let them jump ahead of the train.
Well, that's right. And whenever there's a trail of violence following the activity of somebody, you've got to question what their foundational beliefs are, what they're really trying to accomplish. And I think that's what you're seeing there.
I think it's kind of an intended setup or agenda here. You get this guy that's an Obama supporter. All of a sudden, Obama's the one that's been agitating for a long time. Race relations have certainly deteriorated under the Barack Obama administration. Some say because he's black and we hate him because he's black. And my response is, I don't care what color he is. It's his policies I reject because they're based on communist socialist principles that don't stand for the supreme law of the land like I do. Race has nothing to do with it. Nevertheless, hey, Barack even said back in the day he was going to create a big army. He's been involved in all kinds of organizations, ACORN and others, that have basically backed violent agendas. He's kind of backed and endorsed and kind of turned a blind eye to the Islamic Muslim Brotherhood or whatever you want to call it. He's backed these organizations like ACORN, and literally it backs into Black Panthers and Black Lives Matter when you start to find the ties, and Antifa and all these other groups. And they all have ties to Barack Obama. And then this guy used to be an Obama supporter and now comes to see Jesus and then leads an organization, creates a violent outright, you know, agenda. Somebody gets killed and then he doubles down and says it was justified. At some point, it doesn't smash or, you know, pass the smell test for me. I'm not an attorney. I'm not in the role of law. He's innocent until proven guilty. But at the same time, I say something's wrong with this narrative. Because the media is all in lockstep. There's not even, I can count on one hand the media people that are standing up for the truth on this. The truth is violence is always wrong. I don't care what side it comes from. And the truth is peaceful advocation of your beliefs is the right way to go. And the protection of freedom of speech is paramount in this form of ideas called America. And we can peacefully work together and get along. We don't have to resort to violence and hate. But when Donald promotes that, they literally attack him as if he's the enemy. And at some point, this narrative has wings. And it doesn't have wings by accident. And right on the heels of it, you got all these organizations backing the Southern Poverty Law Center, the greatest purveyor of hate that we've ever seen. At some point, there's a connection here. The problem is I don't even have money to dig into it and connect all the dots and follow the money trail, Jim. But I'm telling you, it's not right. Something's wrong here. It's too lockstep, too measured, too controlled, too escalative, if you will, to be an accident or to be a bad, you know, an innocent thing gone wrong.
Well, I agree, and I don't know how to fight. We don't have the kind of resources. We certainly can't match Google and eBay and Apple and those and PayPal and all those organizations, Facebook. Of course, these are all multi-billionaire companies or individuals behind them whose ideology is being pervaded through their companies, and it's just about impossible for us to fight back on at that level financially. So we've got to employ some other tactics, and I say we've got to figure out a way to be. If we don't do it now, when are we going to do it, Sam? When are we going to do it? I mean, the Bible foretells the time when you can't buy or sell without the mark of the beast on your hand or your forehead. And we can see how that could easily be playing out right now with the technology that we have. And it's almost like how will you be able to engage in commerce? How will you be able to do anything if you avoid some of these internet giants that we've come to depend on so much? And I'm saying we better start figuring out now how we can exist without them and cut off their supply now while we still have a chance, because the time is coming very quickly when we will have no opportunity to do that. And we're going to be facing the same thing where we're cut out the financial and the economic stream by their choice because of our beliefs, and we'll be powerless to do anything about it if we wait until that point in time.
I concur, and I'm willing to be on a board, a team, or whatever you want to call it, to try to find solutions, but right now I see everybody just wringing their hands in a dismay. I don't see anybody really trying to put together a cogent plan to deal with this. I don't think we'll ever have as much money as the enemy, but I know this, we got a good, honest, small group of dedicated Americans. And I know that God's on our side. And with that, I promote the Prince of Peace, even Jesus Christ. And I testify he lives. And I testify if we're on his side, we can stand for God, family, and country. And he will not leave us. as Rascal Flatts sung, he ain't the leaving kind.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah, that there is consolation in that, that we know. And
so am I too hardcore, too guilty of calling a spade, Jim? You're a little bit concerned? Or I just think this is criminal activity at the highest levels of government. We're being led into unconstitutional, undeclared war. We're literally doubling down against people because of their thought patterns based on Christian beliefs. And this abuse, including the IRS agencies weaponized against the people, it's just all running amok. And there's got to be accountability somewhere to stop this renegade behavior. We stand for the rule of law and peace.
And let's come up with a cogent plan to deal with it, to counteract it. That's what we've got to do.
Amen. I agree with that. All right. Well, Jim, we appreciate it. ConstitutionParty.com is one group making a big difference to reject the bipartisan, or whatever you want to call it, partisan politics, and just stand on the principles of the supreme law of the land.
Amen. We are. We do.
Give me a 30-second. What's coming up for the Constitution Party we ought to be aware of?
We are working on trying to get ballot access. We have a national committee meeting coming up in October. It's going to be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. For those who may come out, we've got a keynote speaker, I think, confirmed now, Vernon Robinson. Fresh new face to the Constitution Party, hopefully, and with a lot of fundraising experience, and he may be, we're hoping we can partner with him and figuring out how to get some of the money we need to get in there and play in this field.
ConstitutionParty.com to learn more and get involved. Kurt, last word's yours. Is there good news in South Jersey?
Well, I guess I would say, yeah, the good news is some guy that's basically a seller of hate music says he's shutting down to find self-peace. And we want to promote the ideas of the Prince of Peace and hope that you will join us, ladies and gentlemen.
And I pray for peace everywhere, but we got to turn to the Prince of Peace for our guidance, ladies and gentlemen. We are a Christian nation. Don't let anybody deceive you and tell you otherwise. And we do stand with the Ten Commandments of the proper role of government based on God's law, not the ten gazillion commandments of government. There is a way forward, and it starts with, in my humble opinion, it starts with self-governing. Behaving according to God's laws. Good people are great because they're good. And we need to stand on those principles to make America great again, and no other path save Jesus Christ and Christian attitudes, behaviors, the moral high ground. No other plan will work, ladies and gentlemen. All right, thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
LibertyRoundtable.com. Get involved today, would you please? This nation shall endure.